setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you've joined a conversation about you. Specifically, what you were created to do, or another way to say it is what you were born to do. And I'm going to jump into that for just a few minutes and kind of set the context for the mandate that we all have to do work that matters deeply to us. But before we get to that, 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in, 844-747-2577. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we got a couple fun updates from you, the people, in our Monday Momentum segment, and we'll get to that as well. But first, I want to break down just briefly the phrase that I open every show with in some form or fashion. You are created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. Now, for those of you who don't consider yourself to be a spiritual person or maybe a religious person, a person of faith, however you want to define that, this might be a bit of a stretch for you. I don't think it is. Because the reality is that the mandate that comes out of what I'm about to teach remains the same despite your belief in the author. I believe the world was created. I believe there's a creator that after creating the universe decided to put man and woman in there, very specifically because in Genesis chapter 2, God comes to the conclusion, there's no one to work this earth, this beautiful earth. Imagine the early days of gardening. How amazing that was. The animals. There's got to be somebody here that is going to take the masterpiece I've created and continue to create, to add creative ideas, to rule over it, to work the land. Genesis chapter 2. Multiple times in Genesis chapter 2, it's very clear that man and woman is here to work. Okay, let's go to Psalm 139, 13, 14. David says, you, talking to God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that. I love that David uses the analogy of knitting. That's why I talk very, very specifically about the three indicators that you can use to discover what you were born to do. Talent, passion, and mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. Mission, results that you want to produce or create. You knit me together uniquely. Ecclesiastes 2:24 says, a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. You're supposed to find satisfaction and significance in your work. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It's not about your boss and your paycheck. It's for your creator. 1 Peter 4:10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. It's not about us. Our purpose is not about us. It's about others. It's why the seven stages lead to the seventh stage, give yourself away. The first stage is get clear. The second stage is get qualified. The third stage is get connected. The fourth stage is get started. The fifth stage is get promoted. The sixth stage is get the dream job. But the seventh stage is give yourself away. Once we get that dream job, we expand the dream. And we're no longer working for income. It's about impact. That's what we all long for right there. The reason I call them stages is because they take time. It's not an easy leap. Your journey may go faster than my journey. But I can tell you this, we all have a journey that we are supposed to walk. And I want to help you. I want to be your guide. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to the phones. Riverside, California, where I believe we're live in Riverside, California, if I'm not mistaken, Joe. Isn't that true? He thinks. He doesn't know. You don't have to look. Noah joins us there. Noah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Noah, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm living the dream.
I like it.
First, I just want to thank you for taking my call. I'm
sure.
Really excited to talk to you today. But so I just had an update. I just accepted a new job that pretty much triples my income.
What?
And I used some of your principles, especially the proximity principle, your resume template, and I even asked some of the interview questions that you had for me to ask them, and they were like really impressed by them. So
that's awesome.
It was
Joe, what do we do when somebody calls in and they tell us they triple their salary and they're excited about it? Yeah, it's a happy dance. Oh yeah. Way to go, Noah. I'm so proud of you, man. And I'm assuming that this isn't just a financial bump. This is also a professional step up or two.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. So I actually was laid off in March of last year due to the pandemic. And since then, just been kind of struggling to find something full-time, something fulfilling, and have been working kind of like, you know, part-time in a real draining job, and actually just made a totally different career move from what I thought I would do. And your show really helped me clarify what my sweet spot is. So I'm moving from what I was doing and moving into a more just like a relational kind of position, be working with people a lot more. And
that's awesome, man.
Something I never thought I would do, but
that's so
I just
great.
Listened to your show. Yeah. I mean, it was your show helped keep me sane while working the job and really just trying to refine what I really want to do. And
well, I'm thrilled to hear that, but
I'm
proud of you. You don't need to thank me much. I appreciate the spirit, but you're the one that hung on. You're the one that just kept after it. And you said something a minute ago that this is going to be fun. This might turn into something. It might not. But you went from, you said, I went from, and I want to know, what was the position you went from? And then tell me the position you went to. Say, I went from blank to blank. Fill that in.
I went from a residential property manager to a kind of like landscaping manager.
Awesome. Fantastic. Fantastic.
With, like,
I love
city
it.
City jobs and yeah.
Yeah, I love it. See, the new book that goes on pre-sale next Monday is From Paycheck to Purpose. And I think we're going to hear a lot of stories of people going from day job to dream job. From Paycheck to Purpose is the new book. We'll start selling it. And I'm really, really proud of you, man. You did the work. This is why we do the show. This is why we show up, because we want to help the Noahs of this world by equipping them and encouraging them to step out and do what they were created to do. Noah, you're going on the Ken Coleman Show Wall of Fame, buddy. You did it, and the sky is the limit, man. I'm really proud of you. Thank you so much for the call. Really awesome stuff. Hey, by the way, if you want to see a tease of the new book cover that goes on sale next Monday, go to Instagram at Ken Coleman or Facebook at Ken Coleman. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000. All thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're helping you discover what you were born to do. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, if the job search is something you're in the middle of, or you're about ready to start, and you've got some anxiety, you're worried about rejection, you're worried about crickets, I get it. That's why I partnered with ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. I'm so excited about this because this is another major strategy for you. And it's free, just like my Get Hired guides. That's right. I'm pitching a free service to you. Of course I am. ZipRecruiter is the number one job site in the world. Their candidates are 3 times more likely to get hired. Their technology matches up your profile with companies that have positions that make sense based on your profile. When the company sees that from ZipRecruiter, they say, ooh, I want to interview you. They reach out to you directly. And oh, by the way, did I mention it's free? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to James now in Jacksonville, Florida. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
James, thanks. I'm living the dream, man. What's up?
Well, so quick background. I am an electrical inspector. I'm a master electrician, and I practice both. I'm able to do so because I do the master electrical part in a different county, so it doesn't conflict with of interest. Mm-hmm. My question is, I listened to your show, and I've only listened to it for 2 days now, and it's kind of intriguing. I got wind of it through the Dave Ramsey show.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much through steps 1 through 6.
Oh,
wow. How do I do step 7 as far as my mission, my purpose for God in regards to how to bring it to people? And I don't know that I want to step away from the county because I got, it's only making 65, but with benefits, it's in the 90s. So obviously the benefits are there, single income family. So we homeschool with our kids. So I don't want to leave the security of the county, but at the same time with my, I also taught for 4 years. So I kind of want to integrate that where as possible with maybe a YouTube, something free on YouTube that I can, you know, teach theory. I guess my question with that is could that be a conflict of interest? Could I get, you know, legal aspects against me
for teaching the electrical trades?
Yes, online. No. If I was to do a YouTube.
Well, I'm going to say no, but then I should probably back off a little bit because I'm not an expert in the electrical trade. So, I guess, how would it be a conflict of interest if you open up a YouTube channel and you're a master electrician and you're actually a professional inspector of other electricians' work and you teaching right. the trade? How is that a conflict of interest to either one of those two jobs?
I don't know. I guess that's why I've kind
it's
of
not.
Haven't pulled the trigger yet, because I'm just, you know, concerned about how the viewpoint is towards me is going to be looked at. And I pretty much just want to keep it towards general theory.
Well, you know what's funny? The people that you're worried about, and I'm not quite sure who they are, I think I know who you're talking about, the people that you work with in both of those jobs. They don't. Right. They're not even going to know you have a YouTube channel unless you tell them.
Right.
How many of those dudes and dudettes are on YouTube watching electrician videos?
Probably so, yes.
But who cares what they think?
True.
So I want to go back to your initial question because you asked it and then you kept talking. So first of all, I love that within 2 days of listening to me, you figured out the 7 stages to doing what you were born to do. Stage 1, get clear. Stage 2, get qualified. Stage 3, get connected. Stage 4, get started. Stage 5, get promoted. Stage 6, get the dream job. Stage 7, give yourself away. And you're going, I'm in 1 through 6. I'm in the dream job. Now I want to give myself away. How do I do it? And I got to tell you, for a brand new listener, you get the A+ and the sticker, because give yourself away at this point professionally. And that's the context by which I do everything is work.
Right.
Yeah. To take your knowledge and to give it away on YouTube. Now here's the deal. You build that channel up, YouTube will pay you, but you giving away open source code, giving away your knowledge to a young person who may discover your channel and go, I knew I wanted to be an electrician. That's giving yourself away. That's right. Legacy, my man.
Well, and I try to encourage anybody that, like, if I go to the grocery store, I look at a young man and I ask them, you know, hey, look, you know, I mean, of course, the problem is now is our trade usually starts out at 12 and you're going to go start at a grocery store or someplace at 13 to 15.
Yeah, I get
it. So it's not very appeasing to most. You know,
well,
but, you know,
yes
nowhere.
And no. Yes and no, because that may be the starting salary in this wacky world we live in, but the reality is the electrician is going to eventually way outpace.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh, yes.
So I would tell you that, yes, you starting a YouTube channel where you begin to teach for free your trade, that is absolutely stage seven, giving yourself away. That may turn into a podcast as well. It may turn into you doing some local workshopping at community colleges. Who knows where that's going to go? But you love the trade, and you love teaching trade. So, that is stage seven, my man. I'm proud of you. I mean, I got goosebumps all over my body right now because that's what it's about. Who knows who you're going to encounter, by the way? You may encounter a young man who has always been very technical in nature, but has may not have been a good student or can't stay in the classroom, and everybody else has given up on him, and he comes into your path, and you change the trajectory of his life. Woo! Oh, man! Proud of you, James. That is absolutely fantastic. Let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee, where Samuel joins us. Samuel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm living the dream, Samuel. What are you doing?
Trying to do the same.
There we go.
A little background there, Ken. I'm 27. I'm single. I'm a mechanical engineer, and my job just bores me to tears, man.
Now, Samuel, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at your predicament. I'm laughing because you're an engineer, man, which by nature, you need a new problem to solve almost every hour. Is that about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So I'm laughing because this is the nature of who you are. So engineers have to be in environments where they're going to be constantly challenged. So A, don't be discouraged. What I want you to become is determined to find the right path for you to where you are challenged. Because you're just bored. You've mastered it. You're 27. And what kind of engineer? Yep. Mechanical engineer?
Yeah, I'm a mechanical engineer, and I work for a utility or a firm that contracts out to utilities.
Yeah. What would fire you up today, or what do you think might fire you up? What kind of work?
Today?
Yeah, what kind of engineer work?
Oh gosh, man, in the auto industry, probably design work for cars. But honestly, what would really fire me up is to teach or coach or something like that. Solve problems that way.
Teach, coach,
not
what?
Technical.
Teach or coach what?
Football, math, history. Sports.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, I love this because that would still engage your engineer brain because of the, if you're teaching math and you're teaching football and you're coming at football from an engineer's point of view, I think that's still in your sweet spot. If that's what's pulling at your heart, that's what you got to do, brother. Let me just put it to you this way. We got about a minute left. This is super simple. By the way, my nephew, Colin Davis is in school to be a mechanical engineer. He's about ready to graduate, and he's working for Hendrick Motorsports in the off season.
Okay.
He wants to design race cars. He's on his way. Okay. If you could design cars and be wildly successful, or be wildly successful at math, history, and coaching football, which one would you choose?
The latter, probably.
Yep. There's your answer. Boy, I love it when it's this clear.
All right.
So now here's the deal. So we go to, what do I need to do to get qualified? You've already got a college degree. My guess is most places you don't need a teaching degree at all because of your background, being young, and you've already got all the prerequisites from an education standpoint. I'd start getting myself in. Maybe you volunteer a coach at a couple of high schools, try to get in volunteer-wise a little bit while you're waiting to get in as a teacher. I'd go full speed at this, man. Man, this is exciting. Mechanical engineering to engineering hearts and minds. That's what he wants to do. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, 844-747-2577. That's the number to jump in. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-2577. We are helping men and women get clear so that they can get qualified. We're helping men and women get connected so they can get started. We're helping you get promoted so that you can get the dream job. Why? Is it to brag? Is it to take a bunch of vacations? Is it to sit around the table and count your money? No, it's to give yourself away. You were created to contribute. And if you think for a second that your work is not related to who you are in your desires, you want to do something that you are good at, that you love, that produces a result that matters to you. Work is personal. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's stay here in our backyard. Nashville, Tennessee is where Gary joins us. Gary, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks, Ken, for taking the call.
You bet, Gary. What's up?
Well, I'm in the discovery phase, and I'm just feeling stuck, not fulfilled, not feeling like I'm using the gifts and abilities to the fullest extent as I could. I've got a good salary and benefits, so I've been comfortable in that regard, but I don't love the work culture. I've got kids going to college on the horizon here, and I'm just needing personal direction.
Now, is this about money or is this about meaning or both?
It's about meaning, and the money part comes in that, like I said, I've got to a place where I've got a good salary, and I don't feel like I need an exorbitant salary. But at the same time, too, that is a factor, and so the things
because
that,
of the kids going to college.
I feel like I'm
right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So when you tell me you're in discovery, which is stage one, get clear.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about talent, what you do best, passion, we're talking about a task. A group of tasks, a role, mm-hmm. a function that you love to do, you just look forward to it. When you're in the middle of it, time yeah. seems to stand still. That's passion. Then mission are, these are the results. I want to make things happen. I want to throw numbers up on the scoreboard. I'm about achievement. You know, or I'm about creating. It's all about creation for me. As long as I'm doing work I'm good at that is creating something, boy, I'm in. Or I'm all about influence. Or I'm about efficiency, or I'm about service or solution. Those are the missional results. So when we think about that, what comes to mind for you? And I just think a guy like you who's been in that what you're calling discovery for a while, I think you got ideas. I want to know what's at the top of the list.
Yeah. I think I've got a good idea of what my talents and abilities are. I mean, I'm a good director. I'm good at supervising people. I've got counseling skills. I'm kind of a natural shepherd. I'm a protector.
Yeah.
I feel like God gives me wisdom and insight. Things that I go, how do I know that? He just gives me wisdom and insight in working with people. And so I feel like I have a strong analytical side.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm good at leading teams and bringing people together to work toward a common goal.
So what would you do? What would you do if you could wave the old Ken Coleman Show pencil around and poof, you start fresh, you know you can't fail. What are you doing? Describe it.
You know, I've heard you say that when I've tried. There's several things that are of interest, and that's the hard part for me. I think that there's multiple things I'm drawn to.
No, it's not hard. In fact, that's actually great. Hold on a second. I've already asked you this question twice, and you won't give me an answer, and now you just reveal why, and I get it. Because you got multiple things. You're like, Ken, I don't know. I've got multiple things and it's hard. And that's actually wrong. It's easier when we have multiple things because I can guarantee you there's a thread. In fact, you already revealed the thread between the things. You started telling me about talent. Guarantee you the three or four things you're thinking about all have a very good usage of that talent. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Oh, how did I know that? Now, Gary, answer the question. What are the top two or three things you're thinking about?
The counseling coaching side.
All right, there we go.
I'm drawn to that.
All right, what else?
The one piece with that I struggle with is I like being with the team. I feel so much those are one and done. You're working with someone, but I want something that's a little more long-term relational.
All right, we'll get to that in a second.
That's a piece there.
We'll get to that. Counseling coaching is one. What else?
And that could be, you know, relational issues, financial issues. I mean, there's sure. a whole gamut there. So that's a little bit of, you know, personal trainer. Another part is just something ministry oriented, nonprofit, or I know it's one of the things my mind goes back to sometimes is when I was in college, I was a part of a campus ministry, and that was really instrumental for me. And yep. It really took me and brought some healing to where I had some, you know, some wounds, but it also really got me on a good path moving all forward. Right. And so there's a part of that just even drawn to that. You know, people who are stuck or hurting and need direction and just helping them to move forward.
Yeah, and that third option also brings in the team component where you would be in leadership. So leading a ministry team to help people spiritually. I mean, that's ding, 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 ding. Am I right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, the trainer piece, the physical trainer, that's straight up instructing and coaching. That's what a great coach does. A coach will instruct, here's how you throw the ball, here's how you shoot the ball, here's how you play defense, here's how you block, here's how you tackle. But then they also encourage after they've instructed, right? They encourage while they instruct. So that's got the coach component. And then, of course, the counseling or what you call coaching, which would be financial coaching, whatever, whatever. I mean, that's right there, too. The team element is where you start to think really hard. You go, well, I don't know if I want to just be alone. I like being a part of a vibrant team. So I think you have to listen to that. But the reality is all three of those things are in your sweet spot. Do you see that? Yes or no?
I do.
Now, wait a second.
I struggle somewhat.
What are you struggling with? Right. Yes, answer my question. Do you see that all three of those are in your sweet spot?
No, I do. I'm a question beyond that one. So, yes, I
know.
I do.
All right.
You're absolutely right.
Great.
Right.
Now, what are you struggling with?
I'm struggling. I will say I'm struggling some with the financial side of it.
Okay, great.
And How do I pay for it? What's that?
How do I pay for it?
Well, not to pay for it. It's the salary on the other side and just...
Okay, what do you make right now?
I don't even have to be in the same place.
What do you make
I make about 90 plus pretty good benefits. About 90,000 plus good benefits.
Okay. And so you're worried I might not be able to make 90,000 in leading in ministry. I may not be able to make 90,000 as a physical trainer, and I maybe not be able to make 90,000 as a counselor. Well, you're wrong on almost all three, but certainly two. If you were a really good trainer and you built a business and something down the line, you absolutely could. Is it going to take a little longer? Sure. But a really good counselor who's got a thriving practice, you can make way more than 90.
I think that's where I'm struggling, the timing of it. I believe maybe on down the line with kids on the college, that's where I think I'm short-circuiting a little bit because I'm thinking more of the short-term versus the longer-term on that.
Right, that's fine. But here's the deal. You're jumping way ahead of me, which is that's what we do as humans. We got to figure out what it is we want to do first. And you're right. Allowing your fears and your concerns in your financial brain, which is all smart, but you're allowing that to cloud the vision. What do you want to do? That's all I've been trying to get you to do. I got 60 seconds before I go to commercial break. You're going to run out of time if you don't shut your brain off and let your heart answer the question. Now, for the last time, forget about how long it's going to take there. Forget about the challenges with kids in college. Gary, what does your heart tell you that you want to do out of those three things? What do you want to do?
I want to help people who are stuck in life. I want to help people to heal. I want to help them to grow. I want to help them to get beyond just being in a place where they don't know where they're going. I want to help them to get beyond where I am now.
Right. So that's either counseling or in the ministry side of things. Yes or no?
Right.
It's either number one or number three. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, then.
Right.
So we don't have to do it. We don't have to do it today. I know you got three kids, but we got to first go, is this what I am supposed to do? So then we go and we figure it out. What do I have to learn? Education question. What do I have to do? Experience question. How much is it going to cost me? Financial, the economic question. And the last one, how long is that going to take? Put a plan together. See if you can do some of it while the kids are in school and then transition fully later. You got to decide what it is you want to do and then come up with a plan to do it. Let's go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose. 844-747-7777. 2577. Let's go to John in Huntsville, Alabama. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thanks for taking my call today.
You bet.
I've been in construction business since I was 18. I'm 49 now. And, you know, I've always worked for somebody else. I work for these bigger companies, and I've always done the side work hustle. And a couple of years ago, I took a new job where it's not even possible to do the side hustle. But I've always wanted to go in business for myself. I was actually in business for myself for a short period of time, did a really bad job with it. And since I've taken this job, it's a more of a, we do about $2 billion a year in projects, and just on the project I'm on, and I just absolutely hate it. And yeah. I don't know how to get transitioned back into what I've always enjoyed doing. I've got everything I need to do it with. It's just the health insurance is one thing. I have a family. Well, it's just me and my wife. We're empty nesters. Our sons are 21 and 19. They're still on my insurance.
Yeah. Does your wife work outside of the home?
She does.
Okay. Is it possible that she would have benefits that you could assimilate into?
No, that's part of the problem, though. She doesn't.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that in a second. Because benefits is not the reason that we stay. It's never the reason. There's always another way. What was the business that you started on your own and it didn't work out? What was that?
I had a cabinet shop and custom millwork, interior trim.
So without getting into, we don't have much time. What was the reason that it failed? You just couldn't get enough customers, or you didn't manage your money well? I mean, what happened?
Money management and then trusting too much of the main contractor I worked for. I only worked for one commercial contractor, and that trusting him really. Trusting him on my numbers and everything like that. It really just put me in a bad situation.
So the good news is we learn from that, and that's not a complex thing. You understand what you did and what you won't do in the future, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you know how to fix that. You hire a good bookkeeper this time. And the bookkeeper is going to take care of the money situation and make sure that the money's right and everything else. And then you're going to be careful on pricing and all the things you did before. Okay. So we can solve that. Because if you were winning in that business, you could easily afford to pay for your benefits. So the question is you've got everything you need to do. Can you do it on the side now or no? Is that what you said? You could not?
I could not, because the company I work for now, they ask a lot out of you. I'm a salary base, but we're averaging 60 hours a week.
All right. So could you transition back into the building? Cause you've been a builder, right? Construction world.
Yes, sir. I actually have my home builder's license.
I just think you got to get working for somebody else where you're working 40, and then you've got time now and energy to start your thing on the side again, whether it's cabinets or something else. But I think you got to free up some time for you to be able to invest in yourself on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to save up the money on the side hustle to not only start eventually, but also I'm going to save up a full year of my salary and my health care and ease that transition. And if your wife's just got a JOB and she can get a different JOB with health benefits, that's a married conversation too. I don't know that that's the play, but I'm saying I'm putting everything on the table. What must be true? What are the hurdles? Well, your number one hurdle sounds like healthcare. So let's figure out the benefits. Okay, well then let's figure that part out. So either we change jobs and start the side hustle, okay, and we build up the bank account and side hustle account until we've got a full year. That would include your benefits all put away. So now you're not freaking out about it. You've padded yourself, or maybe your wife gets a different job with great benefits to where you would assimilate into her deal. And now all of a sudden we don't have this big financial strain and this big fear. That's how we do this.
Right.
Don't overthink this. Get super practical and super clear. What must be true for me to get back doing what I love to do? And you can figure this out. You've already got it figured out. Don't be scared of the benefits thing. Let's just solve it. That's what you do. You solve problems with your head and your hands. Solve this problem, you and your wife together, and chart a path forward. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then getting on purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Okay, every Monday we like to do updates from you, the listener, YouTube viewers, social media folks that follow me over there on all the different platforms. Then just little updates of fun things. So we love this. This is great. If you'd love to share with us an update on how you're doing, how you're making progress. We call it Momentum Monday. Email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and put in Momentum Monday. Let's do it, Joe. All right, this is from The Path Unknown, kind of a fun username on YouTube. Wrote in, hey, Ken, I want to thank you for taking my call recently. I took your advice to take the opportunity that had presented itself to me. And while I didn't get that job, a better one came along. So I love that. Isn't that true? And many times it just takes a stepping out. And we think, well, I'm stepping towards this. And the this doesn't materialize. But then something else does. I mean, it's just something about stepping out. Good stuff. Angelica writes in, hey, I'm telling everybody to get the Get Hired course by Ken Coleman. You seriously adjusted my career path. And skyrocketed my earning potential. I switched from an administrative assistant to a process and data analyst. So fun stuff there. Way to go, Angelica, moving up the ladder. That's what we like to hear. 844-747-2577. Speaking of moving up the ladder, if you're interested in a job in technology, could be a programmer, could be cybersecurity, whatever. And you're going, I don't have any skill, any technical experience. I don't have the time or the money. Well, turns out you don't need any of those things. Bethel Tech is a partner of the Ken Coleman Show. Amazing organization out of the Silicon Valley area. They've got a 75% placement rate of people they train. But here's the best part. Not only do they train you and place you, it's less than $15,000, and it's only 9 months, and you're training online. What? You can cash flow your way through this. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman, BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Just call them and walk through the whole training program. And I'm telling you, jobs in technology aren't going away. Technology is in every field there is. So go check it out. 844-747-2577. Justin joins us in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. Justin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's up?
So I'm 22. I just graduated from school in December. I'm getting my MBA now, and I'm working my first job out of college. I'm feeling myself lack motivation to really do my work. And I want to ask if that's a normal feeling to have working my first job, or is it a sign to pivot or do something else? Because I don't want to feel like I'm just working for a check.
Well, what is the job? A, tell me the job you're in, and does it relate to your degree and then this MBA direction?
Okay, well, right now I work for a congressperson, so I'm kind of doing stuff for the government. And it's not really in line. My major is in marketing, so I kind of want to do something in that field.
Why are you getting an MBA?
My goal is to be a marketing manager, and that's kind of one of the requirements. Well, not requirements, but just preferred things to have just going into it.
Okay. So what are you doing for the congressman?
Right now, I kind of do I work with, like, the IRS. I work with constituents, help people get their tax return, answer phone calls, stuff like that.
Yeah, so the reason that you're lacking motivation is because of the motive, mm-hmm. the why, right? You understand that. You're a sharp guy, okay?
Yes, sir.
So the root word of motivation is motive, So whenever you watch a legal movie, you ever watch a legal movie or a legal show, and it's like the lawyer, the defense attorney's trying to establish, excuse me, the prosecuting attorney's trying to establish motive, right? Here's why this person would have killed this person. So you don't have anything in your why that's related to this job. Sounds like it's just something you fell into. Is that about right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, so you don't want to do constituent services. You don't even want to work in politics. Doesn't sound like to me. You want to be a marketer and tell stories and use that creative right. side of who you are. So therein lies why you don't have any motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a J-O-B.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty normal. That's why I do what I do, man. Right? I want to get people out of jobs like this where it's like, oh, you know, I'm struggling. I got no motivation. Because when you drive in every day, you go, well, geez, I got to do this. You're not excited about much at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay,
right.
Then. So either you leave this job and go get yourself a job in a marketing agency where you're paying your dues. See, that's what I would do if I were you. Don't have mm-hmm. to, but if I was you, I would be saying, all right, I want to go work at a company that's got a killer brand, great product or service that I get excited about, and I know they got marketers in the building, but if I'm just going to work a J-O-B, I at least want to be in proximity. It's why I wrote the proximity principle, to a company where I could maybe move over into the marketing department because I got my degree. If I get in and maybe I'm in the mailroom, then I move to the marketing side, you know, or mm-hmm. I'm going to go work for a marketing agency. And again, I might be in the mailroom or doing something like I am now because I'm just out of college, but it doesn't matter. I'm in the field. And so then they learn that, oh, I have a marketing degree and I'm really good. And they realize I'm getting an MBA, so I'm taking myself seriously so I can get qualified to keep moving up. I think that's where I would be going. So don't overthink mm-hmm. this. Your issue with motivation is there's no why attached to your work. Let's go figure that out. Where can I go do some work that I'm at least close to my why? Or maybe doing a little bit of my why?
Okay. For sure.
Makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. Would you suggest just cut my losses now and just leave?
Yes.
Just,
well, no. Don't leave this job until we have another job.
Right.
You're not wasting away. You're a young man. I mean, I would be looking for marketing jobs like it was my full-time job. I'd cut your social media and your TV watching down and be looking, shaking the tree, looking for opportunities to do a marketing job or like I described just a moment ago. Go do that. Then when you get that position, leave the politician's office and now you're on your way. Okay, this is all about proximity. Hang on the line. Let's give him a copy of my number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. Let me unpack it for those of you. We got new people coming in all the time. The Proximity Principle came out of the show of me coaching a caller. I was driving to work one day and I realized the key for me going from politics to broadcasting with no degree was I was putting myself around the right people and in the right places. So I came up with the proximity principle that says in order to do what you want to do, fill in the blank there. You've got to be around people that are doing that and in places where that work is happening. It's a simple formula. You break the principle down into one simple formula, the right people plus the right places, the right people plus the right places equals opportunity. When I'm in the right place, when I'm around the right people, opportunities knock on my door. I can't catch a break, Ken. I just can't catch a break. I don't know who talks like that. I don't know where I came up with that voice, but that's what I came up with today. I could just tell you right now, you're not around the right people and you aren't in the right places. There's an old colloquial phrase that's just been attached to dumb luck. And it basically says this, oh, he was in the right place at the right time. Lucky you know what? No, it doesn't happen that way. When I'm in the right place, the right time happens. It's not the other way around. So hang on the line. I'm going to give you a copy of the best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. That's what it's about. It is a book about connections for opportunities. It's the art of connecting. so that opportunities come to you. It's like going to a train station. If I want to catch a train, I go to the train station because I know they're showing up. Hey, before I go, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.